Radio NFM 98.1 moedel die vryheid van spraak en die uiting van die uiteenlopende sienings aan. Die sienings van luisteraars en ateliergaste is dus al eie en verteenwoordig nie die sienings van Radio NFM nie. Radio NFM neem alle programme op aan. Die herhalende opmerkings, vulgaire taal, discriminerende sienings of skeltaal sal ook nie geduld word.
Ons maak dan gereed vir daardie onderhoud wat ons sal voer met die MEC van paie, natuurlik. Ons wil 'n bietjie uitvind daar Babylon geval, wat is die storie daarso? Dewald, is dit kan maar waar dat die mense sê die krag gaan 6 uur weer af as ook die water? Nee. Ooh, wie, ons moet nie eens daai storietjie entertain nie. Nee, asseblief tog. Asseblief. Dat is die storietjie net daar afsny, dit was te erg wat ons nou moes deurgegaan het. Ons kan nie nou weer daar wil deurgaan nie. Nee, asseblief toch. Nee, dit is nie so nie. Ek het die nuusspan gevra, hulle het gesê, nee, dit is nie so nie. Maar dat Dewald, vanaf die vrouwenregte ingekom het, moet die daddies nou by die huis bly en kook, want die vrouwmense kry gouer werk as die manne, hulle kan net mooi smile, dan kry hulle werk. Hy Dewald, weet van baie kere, wat kos afgaan as het vir al die vorige dag gemaak was. Ja, dit is nogals 'n ware punt daar. Maar 'n mens kan dit soms gauw agterkom, veral as dit nie goed koud gehou was nie. Een keer het klomp mense in die hospitaal beland as gevolg van kosse wat af was. Inwoner van Oukie wat daardie boodskap ook daar met ons kom deel. So ons maar versigtig wees, nee, as ons klompe kosse maak vir mense. Ons moet baie versigtig wees. Dewald, hoor net daar by jou mense, wanneer die water in 'n babie weer deurkom, bronne laat weet vir ons, wanneer is daar lig in die pype, wanneer is daar water in die pype, en dan ook, oom Dewi, Jano moet sadig op die kirke by die huis, dit kom van Wil en Frits, en Vroets vir daar die boodskap kom deel, om die, ek wil ook net vir Elton sê, hy moet mooi achter Jano daar by die huis kyk, dit kom van Wil en Vroets op Nombies, ach en huis vir daar die boodskapie ook daar kom deel, ook een luisteraar wat sê, Dewald, is dit jou reg as het nou reg as ons een heel paar, ja, is het nou reg, het is een heel paar wat nog nie by die lindership of Steinkoff gepie het nie, maar die ander gaan nou alweer pie, dink maar net wat ek wil, sê die luisteraar dan ook daar. So, ons maak reg, het lyk vir my, ons het die MEC dan ook op die lijn, so maak seker, jy is lekker gemakkelijk, sit achter oor en keier lekker saam met ons hier op NFM 98.1. My naam is Dewald Rooi, en het is altijd lekker om saam met Edek en Keier, maar ons het natuurlijk ook vanmiddag die geleentheid om met die MEC van Department of Roads and Public Works to unpack the current road challenges affecting learner transport in the Richtersveld area, specifically along the Babylon route between Kubus and Alexanderbaai. And joining us now is the MEC for Roads and Public Works, Ms. Fufe Makatong. MEC, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much, MEC, for joining us. First off, can you just walk us through what's currently happening on the Babylon route and how this affecting kids getting to school in this specific area?
Okay, the Babylon route, the route between Kubus and Alexanderbaai, has been partially obstructed by loose wind blow desert sand, which has now blocked the road, and this has now directly affected the land transport. As it is currently, it is unsafe for school buses to really operate. As a result, learners have also experienced disruptions in accessing the school, and that is the reason why the Department of Roads and Public Works had to quickly intervene to address the situation.
We are currently
working on the road to ensure that it's drivable and that kids get to school.
Thank you so much, MEC. From where you are sitting as a leader, just how big of a problem is this ongoing issue of windblown sand in places like the Richtersveld, and how do you actually plan around something like that?
You know, in all honesty, this is a very serious challenge, and it's a recurring challenge. And you'd understand that in an arid region like the Richtersveld, where we frequently experience strong winds that sometimes cause the scent to drift onto the road and therefore disrupt the mobility and the essential services such as land transport that needs to happen. So as a department, we closely monitor these high-risk areas, and we also implement both preventative and reactive measures, including our normal routine road maintenance programs. We've deployed rapid response teams to clear the scent of the road, and that we did immediately as I was brought to our attention that are interested on the road, trying to clear it so it can be drivable.
Okay. We also know that your department is also dealing with flood damage in the Kaima area. So how do you juggle all these urgent issues while making sure a critical route like this one doesn't get left behind?
Indeed, you are quite correct. We are dealing with multiple pressures here. Our normal road maintenance pressures, now they get exacerbated by the flood-related damages. And in the Kaima area, which is quite wet, slippery, on those gravel roads, after the recent rainfall. However, as a department, we prioritize rural critical for community access, especially like we have deployed teams on the roads, not only on the two critical roads that I've referred to, but across the board. As I'm speaking to you, we've got 5 internal teams across the roads of Namakwa, and that is just internal capacity. We've also deployed an additional 5 service providers that are working on the roads just to ensure that the roads are safe and drivable.
Okay.
It's unfortunate. It's an area that is just beyond our control because it is exacerbated by the weather pattern.
Okay. I know you touched on this specific topic now. So what's actually been done on the ground so far, and when can people in the community realistically expect the road to be fully cleared and safe to use every day again?
Oh, like I said, we have started already to clear the road of the wind-blown sand.
Yes.
Operations are currently running, and I must say that we are making good progress. We are committed in ensuring that the road is safe and fully accessible as soon as possible, and we will continuously alert communities as and when there's a need for them to know on any critical matter, whether it's for driving or it's for avoiding the road. But we are working non-stop to ensure that we get the road to be drivable as soon as possible, and we will communicate.
Okay. Looking further then ahead, what kind of long-term plans or strategies in the department thinking about to make sure these kinds of disruptions don't keep hitting communities and land transport so hard in the near future?
Like I've indicated earlier, we have got a permanent road maintenance program in Namakwa. Just for the financial year of 2026-27, we've budgeted 107 million just for road maintenance in the Namakwa district. Now, the 107 million were to cover the normal road maintenance across the network in Namakwa. We also have to, within that budget now, reprioritize and ensure that where there are damages, that we also prioritize them. So going forward, we are improving our rapid response capabilities, but we also encourage greater community involvement, that people experience road conditions that are not conducive for use, that they inform us. In 2021, when we experienced the floods in Namakwa, we established a hotline which we communicated with communities, and we want to urge them to continue to use the hotline. We can share the number with you now, that wherever they drive and they see an area that might be of a hazard for the users, that they just let us know. We have at this point also have teams that are doing continuous assessment
Like I said, with the number of roads that are affected now in Namakwa, whilst we are working on the others, the teams are on the other roads to make the necessary assessment so we can know exactly the extent of the damages. So our WhatsApp hotline number is 066-581-5626, and we would encourage people to really use it so we get first-hand information on what's really happening on the ground.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Thank you so much, MSA. We will definitely, from our side, we will highlight the fact that that people can use that WhatsApp number and make sure that it continuously get to our people and make sure that they understand that they can take pictures and send it through that WhatsApp number through to you guys then. Thank you for...
Not only pictures, thank you. Not only pictures, but they must also send us the coordinates of those areas.
Yes.
Send us a pin on that WhatsApp number so we can know the exact location of where these damages are. That would really help us and we would really appreciate.
Once again, MEC, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to us, and we really appreciate the fact that you avail yourself for this interview.
Thank you very much also for allowing us the platform to always communicate with the people of Namakwa through your station. Thanks a lot. Much appreciated.
Yes, always welcome.
Thank you.
Natuurlik is met daardie sand wat natuurlik so oor die pad spoel, raak het nou ook 'n gevaar vir die bus ook dan, want nou is die pad in die een kant is net die sand en die bus kan dan ook nie beweeg nie, en dit het nou nogal so groot impak gehad, luisteraar, dan ook op die op die transport daar so, en die kindertjies moes vir 'n tydjie dan ook by die huis gebly het, en dit het natuurlik groter implikasies weer op die langtermyn. Maar ons hoop en ons vertrou dat alles is weer honky-dory daar in die onderkant, en dat die kinders weer by die skool weer kan uitkom, en dat hulle nie soveel skoolwerk dan ook verloor nie. Van my kant is altyd lekker om seker te maak dat ons vir jou hoogte moet. Ons gaan terug en ons gesels hierna, gesels u en ek weer lekker verder hier by bus, en hier is nog boodskapies wat u hulle deurgestuur het, vir ons ook dan nog sal hanteer.